Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Ernie.
And you're doing one of the things I think you love to do, which is that ultimate traffic cop deal of directing a big fun show.
Exactly.
The big fun show in question being Elf, which opens this Friday at Spokane Civic Theater and runs for a full month, the 23rd through the 23rd, with many different show times, categorically the usual Thursday through Sunday, but we invite people to check carefully because there's a few unique times
right
along the course of the run of Elf. So I suppose, like all of us, we've either caught on late night TV or we dutifully filed into a movie theater 10 years ago or something and saw this silly movie, right?
Right. I had seen it once, but I fell in love with it. I know it's so popular. So
yeah, it certainly is. And so it's, as with so many things, been made into a musical. So tell me about that journey of the movie that everybody knows and now the heartwarming musical.
Well, I think the musical brings out some emotions, some highs and lows that the movie can't because of the songs. It's not exactly the movie. It never is.
Of course.
There's some new characters that add some real fun and craziness to the show. But I think that we get the general feel of Elf and his innocence and craziness and what it's like to just love Christmas.
And it's that famous story of mistaken identity. He's raised at the North Pole thinking he's of the species known as Elf, and he hasn't, but in his heart and mind, he certainly is.
He still is.
Isn't he? And I think to even keep illuminating the characters that we're going to meet. So we do have his name, Elf, whose character name is Buddy, played by Seth Flanders. And then, of course, there must be a love interest at some point.
There is a love interest. We have Jovi. She's also in the movie. It's Emily Jovic. She does a beautiful job. And it's fun to see her spunk in the beginning and her turnaround of what a true Christmas spirit is like at the end.
And then we have the Hobbs family, which is, I guess we would say so classically, the uptight dad, the nurturing mom and the kid that wants Christmas, or
exactly
some such thing as that.
Right.
And we'll meet them in several different contexts, but first let's meet them musically, in which the mother, which is Sarah Lynn Hobbs, Emily Hobbs, played by Sarah Lynn. Correct me if I do
That's
anything
right,
wrong
sure.
here. And then the kid, which is Michael Hobbs, played by Aiden Else.
Yes.
Aiden Else. And they're going to, joined by Henry McNulty at the piano, they're going to do a duet called I Believe in You.
In the spirit of Christmas, what do you want for Christmas?
I don't know. I know what I don't want for Christmas. I don't want a check that's made out to cash or a corporate re-gift from some secret stash. I'd like a day with my dad.
Just a day.
Make that two. If you can do that, Santa, I'll believe in you.
Don't want a trip to some hip salon or trendy perfume I'll never put on. I'd like to feel like he cares,
even if it's not true.
If you can do that, Santa, I'll believe in you.
Even though it's been years since you've heard from me, I thought it was worth a shot.
If it's true that you're magic, I guarantee we could use all the magic you've got.
I can get you some cookies if that's what it takes. I've heard stories and I know the deal.
You just fly down the chimney and fix our mistakes. Now if only I thought you were real.
If you
guess that's our list. Our letter is done.
Is it really a list if it adds up to one? Make him part of our lives, not just passing through. If you can do that, Santa, I'll believe in you. Yes, if you do that, Santa, I'll believe in you. So good luck, Santa. Here's hoping you'd come through.
Signed, Emily.
And Michael, too.
And they even nicely signed off with their names. Emily Hobbs, the mother, sung by Sarah Lynn, and Michael Hobbs, the son, sung by Aidan Els, and then the father in the distance, David Hardy, as Walter Hobbs, the father. And we're going to meet these people here. Let's start with the nurturing mother. Can we call you that, Emily?
I think so. Okay. Worried.
Worried. Well, talk a little bit about all the pressures upon Emily Hobbs.
Well, I think that they're experiencing pretty common, just disgruntled family. Dad's working too much. Mom is also working. They've got a son who's heading into his tweens, and she's just really worried about how all this is going down. So in this Christmas moment, she really wants everything to be healed, but it does seem to be going in the wrong direction.
Okay, so that's the setup there. And then here's the father, Walter Hobbs, played by David Hardy.
Hi.
Are you just way too involved with your job?
Oh, absolutely. I've got a case of severe tunnel vision.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if I don't work, I'm going to get fired, and then we'll be out on the street and we'll starve to death. And it's just not a great time for anybody. So, of course, I'm going to ignore my family and just work.
And we can't muck that out, because that is the fact. At any time, you know, out on the lose your job out on the street, that's real. That's the father's problem,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Yeah.
That you have to shoulder. And then at the same time, you have to deal with this strange creature that's coming into your life.
Yes. Yes. But he enters our lives like a cannonball shot, and we have to deal with that and become infused with the spirit of Christmas as we do.
And then going into his growing pains, Michael Hobbs, played by Aidan Els. What kind of kid are you? What's going on in your life? What's bugging you? What's happening here?
Well, I feel like I don't really have a father figure. He's still there, but he's not like there as much as I think he should be.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I'm just lost, because a father figure is so important to a kid, especially if he's a boy, because your same-sex parent is very important as a kid. So I feel like I'm just very lost without my dad, and my mom's trying to do all this stuff, and I realize that, but I really need a dad, and I want a dad.
And then this weird creature comes along, who's male. Is he a father figure? Is he a buddy? Is he a brother? What is he to you?
I think he does very much take over the father figure that I want, but at the same time, he's my older brother, and you just tell your older brother things you never tell anyone else, you know? So it's just, I feel like he does come into that role a lot, but I don't know why this crazy person is there. And then I fall in love with Buddy very, like, right off the bat, like.
So, Kathy Doyle Leip, the director, it's pretty nice, because from what these three people have identified, you got a good dramatic setup here, don't you?
We do. Yeah. We do. I mean, it's a fun, crazy musical, but it's got heart.
Yeah,
it's got
a
beautiful heart and some real life lessons.
Yeah, and talk a little bit more about this family, you know, what's going on, or anything they didn't say about themselves.
Basically, something needs to change them and fulfill them, because they really are pretty much money driven and trying to keep their life alive that way. His job is in jeopardy. Mm-hmm. He has had a flop of a book, and they're actually a mistake in a book, and it's caused him real problems. So Buddy coming in turns everything upside down, but then basically teaches them about love and about caring about each other in the spirit of Christmas. And just looking at the world with wide open, innocent eyes.
And so that's the sense of that part of the drama of Elf, which opens this Friday and runs all the way through December 23rd at Spokane Civic Theater as their major musical, their holiday offering for the time. And so then we're going to pivot to the other aspect of Buddy, because, yeah, he's a kid, but he's a grown-up, and right, puberty has happened, whether he knows it or not, and we have love interest issues and all kinds of things like this. So on our way into hearing from Jovi...
Emily Jovic.
Yeah, played by Emily Jovic. What do you want to say about this relationship?
Oh, it's wonderful. She's... obviously had some problems with her love life and has had other relationships. But he, boy, he has never had anything like this lightning bolt that hits him when he sees Jovi. So he is just crazy about her. And, of course, approaches it like a 12-year-old talking to a 25-year-old. And it's just very fun and very crazy. But eventually she sees him. She sees through him and sees his heart, and it's got a happy ending.
Well, let's go into Jovi's mind as she sings Never Fall in Love with an Elf.
He's several hours late, the skyline's growing dim, while others deck the halls you dream of decking him. My choice in men has always been pathetic, I suppose. The guy who stole my credit cards, the guy who tried on my clothes. And so a row of self-help books line my bedroom shelf. But there's one rule those books forgot: you never fall in love with an elf. His endless talk of Christmas town will test your every nerve. Still, he's kinda cute, I guess. Well, if you grade on a curve. And though you vowed you'd never sing, just look at yourself. You're halfway through a Christmas song called Never Fall in Love with an Elf. The holidays will seem bittersweet while you're alone in bed, but how can one girl ever compete with a magic fat guy in a flying sled? Go ask 100 single girls from here to Philadelphia. They'll say it's clear as day, you're in for sleepless nights if you date a guy who has a thing for tights. Oh, never fall in love. Never fall in love. Never fall in love with an elf. It's as clear as a jingle bell. If you are single, well, don't fall in love with an elf.
Pretty clear what that song was, what it was about, what the title, everything. She just repeated it so beautifully. Never Fall in Love with an Elf, sung there by Emily Jovic in the role as Jovi, as the love interest involved with Buddy, played by Seth Flanders. So first, let's bring in you, Emily, to talk about what in the world made you fall in love with an elf, and what's making you sing this song there.
Well, in the show, you know, Jovi is just kind of lost all of her Christmas spirit, and she is living this kind of sad existence. And then Buddy walks into her life, this big ball of Christmas energy, and kind of shakes things up. And she, so they start having like a little thing. And then he kind of stands her up. He forgets about her. And she is sad about that. And she's just kind of telling the world that you shouldn't fall in love with elves.
Okay, and certainly we heard that there. And then the elf in question, Buddy, the main character of this play, played by Seth Flanders. Well, let's talk about you getting cast in it. Did you show up and audition for this part specifically?
I did. I was really hoping to be able to play the role as Buddy, and I was just thrilled when I got the opportunity to.
Ever since you saw the movie when you were 4 years old?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay, well, so from the time you were 4 years old and saw who Buddy was, now that you're about to open a couple days from now with it, talk about what you've learned about Buddy, what you feel a little bit more deeply about this person.
Yeah, well, one, I think I have, I just feel like I have a tremendous honor to play this role that's so iconic, you know, mm-hmm. from a kind of modern classic of a movie. And the coolest part about it is that the role that of Buddy is that he gets to just spread joy to everyone that he meets. And so being able to be on stage and then create this character that just gets to spread joy wherever he goes, with every person that he meets, whether that's on the stage or, you know, even backstage with the audience members on and off the stage, you know, being able to just lighten someone's day, bring that joy it's just an honor. And I absolutely love that part about it.
Within the plot of the movie, not everybody receives Buddy gracefully because he kind of is outside the normal paradigm. How does Buddy deal with rebuff and criticism and people not accepting him? Does he even notice it?
I think he notices, but he has this uncanny ability to wear people down. and with that, he doesn't take immediate rejection to heart. He's like, okay, I get that maybe something's happened in your life where you're not as where you're maybe a little bit more upset than you used to be, but now I'm just going to look past that and keep moving forward. There's a few parts where, you know, he gets yelled at and, you know, relationships seem like they're broken, and he does take that to heart. Mm-hmm. He is a person. Mm-hmm. And so you do get to see the effect of that on stage when those broken relationships happen and how that does affect him.
Yeah, and so specifically in terms of the love between Buddy and Jovi, how does that work for him or not work at various times?
Well, I mean, in some ways you're definitely going to have to see the show, but so with that, he admits his faults pretty clearly. He has some pretty drastic flaws in overpromising sometimes and not delivering. But with that, he recognizes those, and he does recognize when he has hurt someone. And what he does is he tries to go above and beyond to try and repair that and reconcile that relationship. And so he definitely sees those faults in either his character or in the relationship and tries to pursue mending those as quickly as possible.
And Emily, you're nodding a lot to what Seth is saying. Talk about the way you see it from your character's point of view.
Buddy is very good at being very upfront and just saying things how they are. And for Jovi in particular, I think that's something that she hasn't experienced before, in whether it was previous relationships or whatever. But Buddy is just very candid, and that's sometimes a breath of fresh air. And he's very good at mending relationships and saying he's sorry. And I think that's one of the reasons why he's so special, like, as a person.
Nice. That's Emily Jovic as Jovi and Seth Flanders as Buddy. We're about to move into the last song. So if you're part of that, go join them for that. And back to Kathy Doyle Leip, who is directing Elf, which opens this Friday and runs through the 23rd. Talk about the group of people that you've been dealing with for the last few weeks.
Oh, boy. The group of people I've been dealing with are some people with years of experience and some people who are brand new. And it's fun to watch the interaction and the excitement. And with all casts, it's just beautiful. The director's always a little bit on the outside. And to watch this cast come together as a cohesive unit has just been something that warms my heart. It always does. And they have worked so hard and have put together this incredibly giant, crazy musical with all their hard work and time put in without ever complaining. They have just been fantastic.
And what are some of the elements that happen between the curtain raising and the curtain going down? Is there dance involved? Is there this? Is there that?
Oh, there's a ton of dance. We have a great number at where it's Christmas Eve, and the people who play all the Santas in the stores have joined at the Chinese restaurant at the end of their last shift, and they have a great number about how Santa doesn't have any respect anymore. We have a tap dance number. We have... The Macy's scene in the movie is magically him doing it. On this one, our cast members have to change Macy's while dancing. So it's all pretty involved and pretty wonderful.
Elf, which opens this Friday at Spokane Civic Theater, 7:30 opening, the usual formula of 7:30 Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday at 2. And then it will be Thursday through Sunday, with a few exceptions that one should carefully watch for, some special matinees and things like that, which will be coming along before the run is concluded of Elf. So my thanks to everybody involved. Let's go out with a group number called Just Like Him.
Can we mention that Katie Wee is also in this number? We haven't
met her. Yeah, we haven't. Yeah,
she plays Deb the secretary, and she's just fun and crazy and wonderful.
Person who has to hold it together. So Katie Wee joins everybody else for this group number called Just Like Him.
Whoa, buddy, I hardly recognize you.
That's because I'm wearing human clothes. Isn't it exciting? Look at me. I'm wearing a suit, approximately like my dad's. And you'll see, suspenders to boot, my dad's up on the latest fads. We're like two peas in a pod, so don't think it odd that I should go out on a limb and say when I grow up, I'm gonna be just like him.
Oh, Mr. Hobbs, Mr. Greenway's plane got in an hour ago. He should be here any minute.
Today of all days!
Today of all days!
I'm going to need coffee now.
Ooh, let me do it! Me! And I knew I never regret coming from so far away. Though it's true, we've not cuddled yet. It's bound to happen any day. It's monkey see, monkey do. I follow his cue.
Good morning, Ted. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim. Yep, when I grow up, I'm gonna be just like him.
Put Jim down.
Buddy, why don't we put these documents through the shredder?
Ooh, what's a shredder?
It's a machine that makes snow.
No way!
We go together like sugar and plum.
A perfect duo like rum cake and rum.
I found a rock of Gibraltar called Mr. Walter Hobbs.
Why don't we make him some snow?
Why make him some? Make him gobs!
Snow!
Go together like crumpets and tea.
It's two for tea.
A perfect duo like vodka and me.
She likes her vodka like me.
I found a big doughy present that
only
Santa can make.
Santa!
Let's all go hug him right now.
Sorry, but I'm on my break.
I can't explain. Well, I lose my cool every time that he comes near. I go insane. I scowl like a fool. A shooby dooby daddy
day.
Shut up, Deb.
I guess by now you know why my favorite guy can trigger such vigor and vim. 'Cause when I grow up, I'm gonna be just like him. I love my daddy.
There we go, from the show we've been talking about all of this time, from Elf. We were hearing David Hardy as Walter Hobbs. Sounds like he was starting to come around a little bit, the dad was. And then Katie Wee as Deb, with all of the good comedic things that she does. And then, yes, as Betty, Seth Flanders. So my thanks to them. My thanks to everybody else who has been able to join us for this, the first of two Elf interviews, because Spokane Children's Theater is doing an Elf also, and they'll be in a little bit after we do our theater calendar.